The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, around the Delaware Valley. On a beautiful day in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, I want to welcome everybody in to Taking Charge with Paula Robinson. We've got a fantastic show. Paula, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fantastic. We got a full house here. I like this guy already, our guest, Pat Doherty. Being Joe Doherty, I know the translation got changed a little bit, but we may be related.
Probably we're related on the other side,
Exactly. Yeah. On the other side in Ireland. welcome to the broadcast.
Nice to be here, Joe. Thanks.
Also, want to introduce my broadcast partner for a new adventure that we're doing, the wedding party broadcast that we're going to be talking about after the first break. Bill Ginley, how are you, Bill?
I'm doing pretty well. Thank you so much, Joe.
Absolutely. We're going to have some fun. But today, until we make that announcement, the special broadcast announcement that we're making, we're going to talk a little bit about the law. Now, I was doing a little research, and I see somebody's of counsel at the firm.
Yes, that's right.
And so, but before we introduce our legal expert, Paula, remind our listeners a little bit about what you do at Robinson Law.
I represent injured workers. I've been practicing workers' compensation now for 35 years.
And yet you're only 40, so how did you manage that?
Thank you. But anyway, I opened my doors in 2011, and I've been practicing on my own, and I represent only injured workers in most of eastern Pennsylvania.
All right. And our guest, Pat Doherty. Pat, obviously, we're ecstatic to have you on the broadcast. If you will, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and about the firm.
Sure. So my name is Patrick Doherty, as we said. I grew up in Philadelphia all my life. My family's originally from South Philadelphia. I graduated from Delaware Law School, Temple undergrad. About 5 years ago, I started a law firm called the Town Law LLC. It's located right in the heart of Philadelphia. And we primarily practice criminal defense, personal injury, and estate administration law.
So TJ, our guy, our producer, he'll probably be one of your clients coming up. I'm just making a point.
I'll give him a good rate.
Yeah, give him a good rate and give him your card. Yeah. You could get calls any time of the night with this guy. just kidding, buddy. Having said that, young guy, okay, passionate. You're an entrepreneur, man. I mean, obviously, came out of the box. Did you open your law firm right away? Did you do any defense work? Or did you go right into this thing?
So, I think I owe, the start of my practice mainly to the fact that when I was in law school, I was given the opportunity to intern at the district attorney's office in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So, you're thrown in there, and you're a law student, and they let you, do trials at the misdemeanor crimes, not felony crimes, obviously, but preliminary hearings. So you really get the idea of the anatomy of the courtroom. And, honestly, for someone who goes in for the first time, it can be very daunting.
Intimidating.
But after a while, you get a good feel for it. And the anatomy of the courtroom is very essential. And I learned that very much when I was interning at the DA's office. And once you get that down, you realize, I don't want to say there's not much to it, but you get a grasp of it very quickly, And the most important thing is you know who the judges are, who the court clerks are, the most important people in the room.
Right. And having that experience on the other side, obviously on the prosecutorial side, jumping in and, what made you go out there and start your plaintiff's firm? I mean, in other words, did that give you the advantage in understanding what you're up against?
Yes. And, here's the thing. A lot of times it's not so much a guilty or not guilty verdict that comes into play. Most people, they weigh their options. They say, well, am I going to be guilty or am I not guilty? But there's a lot of gray area there. You take somebody who, gets a DUI or, possession charge, and they have a history of, you know, addiction or family issues.
Sure.
You get them the help that they need, you know, and you provide that information to the district attorney's office. You know, you can get a very good outcome in a case where, you know, it may not be a guilty, it may not be a not guilty verdict, but it's certainly, you know, a better outcome than they originally hoped.
Sure. So there's a gray area in there where you can, if it looks like somebody, you know, is, like you said, if it's not obviously a murder or something crazy, there could be opportunity there and wiggle room, especially since you've been on the other side and understand it, to be able to work an outcome out that is not, like you said, cut and dry, you know.
And the thing is this, is I think being raised in the city of Philadelphia, you know, my father was still is. He's been on the job as a lieutenant in the Philadelphia Police Department for over 30 years.
Really?
So I've been around, you know, the law my entire life. I see it from all angles, you know. My dad's a cop, and, you know, it was a great environment for me growing up to learn the law.
He must have been proud when you were at the DA's office, huh?
Yeah, not so much when I became a defense attorney, but, you know, we have, you know.
right. So your dad's on one side, you're on the other. I'm going to have to recuse myself here. But that's really cool. Paul, a lot of times, you know, when you cut your teeth in your specialty, you worked on the defense side, which is actually a little, it's almost, you would think it would be what you would call the prosecutorial side, but they call it the defense side in work comp.
Yeah.
Talk about that experience and how important it was for you to, you know, get that experience before you came over. That's the dark side, we call it in the business. But before you came over to the plaintiff side.
Well, even before I went to the defense side as a lawyer, I had experience working at Chubb Insurance. And even though I didn't do workers' comp, workers' comp was in our area, and it just gave me great experience. And then when I was on the defense side, it helps me now immensely because I know exactly what the adjusters are going to do, and I can explain it to my clients so there's no surprises.
Yeah, and to me, by the way, a lot of our great attorneys, you know, they cut their teeth, you know, working. You know, I heard a really, really reputable personal injury attorney, a firm owner, say that when they want to recruit good attorneys, they go to the DA's office, and they talk about, you know. And by the way, also the public defender's office has some great attorneys.
The public defender's office, and this is a common misconception people have, but the problem is that people, you know, they want to hire private counsel. And I'm not saying private counsel isn't good. A lot of private attorneys are excellent, but there's a mistaken fear with the public defender's office. And the problem is people say, well, I don't want to use the public defender's office because they're free, so they feel like, you know, that their quality of representation isn't good. But the thing is, these guys, they are in there every single day. They're putting up hundreds of cases a week.
Right.
They know the courtroom. And there are times when I have cases from out of county and I'm talking to a guy and, you know, doesn't have much money, I tell them, you know what? You know your best bet is go with the public defender. They know the judges, they know the DAs, they know them better than most private attorneys. You'll get and a lot of times attorney will charge you $5,000, $6,000, $7,000. You could have got the same result, if not something better, with the public defender's office.
It's interesting because it's the caseload that makes it difficult. They're overwhelmed, but some of the greatest attorneys around are at the public defender's office.
Well, and here's the thing. This is what it is. When you're an attorney, and I think Paul is in her area of practice can relate to this as well. You know, they're coming to you and they're in emotional distress.
Oh yeah,
they're scared. They're anxious. They don't know what's going to happen. So you're a counsel in many different ways.
Oh,
I can't tell you how many times I've spent times at 10, 11 o'clock at night just calming my clients down, telling Pat, I'm going to lose my job. My wife's going to leave me. I my kids. I can't
Pat, let me just say this. I can't tell you. We've been doing the legal radio for 7 years, okay? Probably 500 to 700 attorneys. And that point right there is one that's, you know, at the forefront. Being a personal counselor as much as you are a legal counselor.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, that's what you're not going to get with the public defender's office.
Yeah.
Now, they can't do that. There's only 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can't call 100 people up every day.
Yeah.
So that's what you get with private counsel most of the times. You know,
and it's a big deal, man. I mean, and one other thing with about that, what I've learned, and I've had the the fortune, the good fortune to be sitting in this chair and bringing in outstanding attorneys across the city of Philadelphia and beyond, the best around, and the best attorneys are ones that get that. They of course they know the courtroom, they know the law, but they have that disposition to be able to, because by the way, it's a business, right? You need to be able to communicate with your clients and all that, but you also need to be able to, kind of calm them down so they're not their own worst enemy. And by the way, Paul, it's no different in your world. That it's different, but in your world, it's work injuries and panic is real. Every bit is real. That's an important factor as well, correct?
That's right, and that's why my tagline is aggressive yet compassionate representation.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's in a situation where, when they need a lawyer, first of all, it's so important to have a good lawyer, to find because if you don't, and especially if it's a life altering situation, and most people, except TJ, he knows all the lawyers because this cat's been in it. They know him down at the court. By the way, he's a great guy. I mean, you look at him, he's just. I'll bet you get through when you go down to the ball game, they don't security check you at all, right? Come on. Once out of 100 times. But having said that, people, they're in these situations most of the time, one time in their life. And choosing that attorney is potentially one of the biggest decisions they will ever make in their life. And being able to have that conversation with them and to be able to calm them down so they're not their own worst enemy. And I'll tell you,
I was on the phone this morning with a guy, and he got a DUI, what was it, Friday, just Friday night, racking his brain around it. You can see it's just eating away at him.
Right.
And I told him, I'm going to say Bob. His name's not Bob.
Okay.
I don't want to be using names on the radio.
That's okay. Let's call him TJ.
TJ. Yeah, TJ. I was talking to TJ. And I told him, I said, look, you would be surprised how many stories I've had where clients have stressed them out so much that what do? They turn to a drink. They turn to a drug. And then they end up in a domestic violence situation. They end up with another DUI or something worse. So the original case, it's totally fixable. Not a permanent.
Not fixable, but I get your point.
Right.
Yeah.
Those days are over, by the way, TJ. TJ, Pat.
But then they get, I was going to say it's totally fixable, but then they get a case. Then they have another case where now they've just created a whole list of problems worrying about the original case.
Oh, my God.
And I tell my clients all the time, and a lot of times, specifically with DUIs, right, we'll get a call, I can already tell when they got the DUI by the call.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on Saturday morning. When do you think they got the DUI? Friday at 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat, how are you? My name's Joe. I need help.
And,
you
Joe,
know, what no, the not hell? Joe. Not you, Joe.
It's TJ.
Joe.
Get it right.
And I tell them straight up. I don't tell them right away, listen, everything's going to be fine. I say, look, you didn't get any sleep last night. You're hungover.
Yeah.
You just got the blood drawn out of you. You were in jail. You're going to feel terrible for the next 2 days. So I'm going to give you a call on Monday, and we'll get this all straightened out.
Yeah.
And sometimes just telling them, look, you're going to feel bad.
Absolutely.
It's normal to feel that way. Of course it is. And then some attorneys say, oh, don't worry. Everything's going to get – sometimes you just got to level with them and say, look, it's going to be bad for a little bit, but I can almost promise you that at the end of it, it's not going to be as bad as you think.
This guy's got wisdom beyond his years.
Yeah.
I mean, let me say this. That ability to be able to have that conversation with somebody and to be able to calm them down, how many times – that's a metaphor for life. Like, in other words, you get in an argument. The initial argument's bad, but the destruction from I'll equate that to a marriage, for crying out loud. You get in an argument with your significant other, and the actual words and you use fighting with with your wife or your spouse, it ends up worse than the initial fight, and that's a great example of how you just described that and the ability to be able to calm somebody down. I think that, but it is a scary time when you're talking about a criminal case.
It's a scary time, and I always equate it to a doctor. I feel like our job, me and Paul's job, is very similar to that of a doctor. you get some bad lab results. You're scared out of your mind. And then you go in and the doctor's cool as a cucumber. He sees it every day and he says, not to worry. But you're not in these situations.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I repeat that, you know, I think the job of especially a private attorney is to counsel their client and to help them deal with their emotions. I think that's one of the most important parts of private representation.
Yeah, no question about it. And
I think that's so impressive what you do because you don't sugarcoat it, but yet you're kind and you are reassuring.
Right. You have to create boundaries. They want to know how good could it be and how bad can it be. When you create that box, something that they can control,
yeah,
lowers the anxiety a little bit.
Well, it's interesting, no question about it. I mean, people, we all self-diagnose, right? You want to talk about, you know, I'm going to jail for the rest of my life. Well, wait a second. It's a DUI. It ain't good. Let's be real. But, you know, let's control ourselves. Listen, especially somebody who hasn't slept all night, they've already jumped to every conclusion that can be jumped to. Let's do this. Let's take a short break. And after the break, we're going to have a major announcement in regards to a new show that we're going to be launching. We're going to bring Billy Ginley. And we call it, it's his name in the business, Billy Gins. So, you know, we got a big announcement to make. We're going to have more from Taking Charge of Paul Robinson after the break.
Suffering a work injury can be a debilitating experience. Trying to navigate the workers' compensation system and process on your own can make it even worse. From the point of injury to the culmination of your claim and everything in between, certified workers' compensation attorney and specialist Paula Robinson will handle every facet of your workers' compensation matter to ensure that you get the representation and results you need in the face of a system that often treats injured workers like they don't matter. If you get injured on the job, call workers' compensation attorney Paula Robinson of Robinson Law at 215-530-7166 or go to robinsonlawyer.com. That's Robinson, LWYR.com and get the support, the representation, and results you need to get back on your feet again.
Corey and Zach lingered in foster care for years, longing for a permanent place to call home. They lost hope.
I felt alone in the world. I didn't feel loved. Every day felt like a lost cause. I thought, who would want to adopt an older child?
I thought, I'm going to end up on the streets. That's just how it's going to be.
Thankfully, Corey and Zach's journey changed when they were adopted with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
It's really difficult to wonder how you're going to make it. I'm not going to have that problem now. I just won't. Because I have a family.
Today, Corey and Zach have bright futures. But every year, thousands of youth age out of foster care with no permanent family and no safety net. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Taking Charge of Paul Robinson on WWDB Talk 860. Paul's guest is Patrick Dougherty, partner at the Town Law. Paul, you are of counsel at the firm, right?
Yes, I am,
and
for workers' comp.
This firm is growing by the day, and definitely awesome conversation with Patrick. I want to make an announcement now, and I'm really happy and excited to make it. I've known Bill Ginley since, you know, you were at St. Matt's with my son, right?
Yeah, since going back grade school days with Joey, so.
Yeah, and so we are launching a new broadcast called the Wedding Party Broadcast, and Billy's going to be the co-host on it. He's going to host some of the shows, and what it is you know, one of the most exciting times of somebody's life is, you know, obviously when they get married. We're going to be doing broadcasts and it's going to be a keepsake. It's going to be just a really cool where you have a couple to be, and you have obviously members of the wedding party, family, and all that, you know, and all really excited to kind of bottle all that up and do a broadcast where you're going to have testimonials. You'll have all kinds of. It'll be fun. It'll be like a little bit of a roast. I'm excited about it, Bill.
Yeah, no, definitely. When Joe came to me, I was DJing weddings for like the last 12 years or so. And when he came with me, I said, this is incredible. This is ideal for some of these new couples.
Yeah.
Just get to know them and let the family kind of express what everything has been to them, kind of what the ups and downs of what the wedding process has been, and just give them a little something to hold on to for when the big day comes.
Absolutely. And it's also a testimonial for, like, the rest of their life. It, by the way, you'll know what you were thinking 20 years from now. I'm going, I should have knew better. I'm joking. But I wrote a book, and the book is I'm not going to announce the book now because we're not marketing it yet, but it's published, and it took me 5 years to write the book. And in the process, the book is, you know, it's along the lines of obviously marriage and all those things. And the show was inspired by that, but it's going to be a keepsake, man. And I think we're going to have some fun, Bill.
Yeah, no, we definitely have some big things coming up, and already starting to recruit some couples that are just newly engaged that are going to be married in the next few months here. And yeah, reach out to us if you want to hear anything.
Absolutely. And the other thing is this. Oh, really?
Well,
Pat,
I just got engaged to my girlfriend on Memorial Day this year.
Awesome.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, congrats,
well,
man.
Well, let me give you a little. First of all, let me say something. I hadn't seen Bill in a long time. Billy Gins, that, you know, that's his handle in regards to a wedding DJ and MC. I was at my nephew's wedding, and I'm like, there's Billy. He was amazing. And when I was talking about, doing this, I wanted to bring somebody in, especially, you know, obviously from the production standpoint and actually the hosting, that had a personality, that had experience and had the energy. Bill not only had all that, but, you know, he wasn't with a big corporation or anybody that – you know, we're launching this now, but let me say something, Pat. We're giving 5 free ones away, okay? We're giving 5 wedding party broadcasts away, and so but it includes you, your future wife, of course, the wedding party, the family, like I said, there's going to be testimonials. In a sense, you know how when they walk around the wedding and they say a couple things about the couple. Well, we're going to have everybody together. It likely will be a Zoom scenario, all recorded and then aired on the radio. Wow. So there's nothing out there like it, man. And I can't wait to.
I would definitely love to have you on and take one of those up. And
yeah, man.
Definitely entertaining.
I'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wow, this
absolutely
was meant to be. That's awesome.
Right. And I'll tell you what. Again, we couldn't be more excited about it. I couldn't be more proud to have Billy Gimley as my broadcast partner in it. And at the same time, you know, bringing Billy into the broadcast booth, that's just the beginning for him. Paul, as you well know, I've done 7 broadcasts. This will be my 9th in 3 days. Okay, I need some young blood, and dudes that are good with their on their feet, good, you know, good intellectually, and obviously somebody who has got a great personality, and that's Billy Gimley. So, if you want to learn more about the wedding party broadcast, go to talkradiophilly.com, www.talkradiophilly.com. The launch is now. We're giving 5 free ones away, and we're going to do something incredibly special.
We only got 4 left now.
We only got 4. We got a great attorney, Pat Doherty, from Town Law, the Town Law firm, and so we're going to have a blast on that one. Bill,
don't forget, check us out on Facebook. We are the Wedding Party Podcast, and you can check us out, like us. And that's where we'll be sharing all of our information, some videos, everything we can do right there.
Absolutely. See what I'm talking about? He picked me right up right there. Bill McGinley, awesome. Obviously, it's awesome to bring you on the program. I can't wait to launch this with you, man. We're going to have a blast, and we're going to do some incredible things for individuals that really, that they haven't had the opportunity to do before. So I want to thank everybody. And again, talkradiophilly.com, social media, the Wedding Party Podcast. Look, we're just going to have a blast. We have our contact information on talkradiophilly.com. So send us an email if you want a shot. You want to be one of the top 5, first 5 to get first 4 to get the Wedding Party Podcast. And Paul, I want to thank you for letting us make this announcement right here.
Yeah, Paul, thank you so much. That's
you're
incredible.
Welcome. Congratulations on your new venture.
Awesome.
Thank you so
Billy
much.
Billy Gimley, rock it out, brother.
Doc, man, thank you so much for
having
me.
By the way, Billy's going to hang around just in case I fall right now. He's already shown he can pivot on a dime. So thank you. We're gonna go to a quick break so that we can come back and restack the deck. We'll have more from Taking Charge of Paul Robinson right after the break.
Suffering a work injury can be a debilitating experience. Trying to navigate the workers' compensation system and process on your own can make it even worse. From the point of injury to the culmination of your claim and everything in between, certified workers' compensation attorney and specialist Paula Robinson will handle every facet of your workers' compensation matter to ensure that you get the representation and results you need in the face of a system that often treats injured workers like they don't matter. If you get injured on the job, call workers' compensation attorney Paula Robinson of Robinson Law at 215-530-7166 or go to robinsonlawyer.com. That's Robinson, LWYR.com, and get the support, the representation, and results you need to get back on your feet again.
Be safe, look after yourself, and look after one another.
Go to firstrcf.org and help us help them.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Taking Charge of Paul Robinson. This is a kick-butt show. We've got a great guest, Patrick Doherty, partner at the Town Law Firm in Philly. We got Bill Gimley, who's also a partner on a new broadcast that we're launching, the Wedding Party broadcast and the Wedding Party podcast. It's kind of a podcast that's going to, it'll be done on Zoom and it'll also be aired on the radio. So certainly going to be so much fun. I couldn't be more proud to have Billy on. And having said that, during the break, we're talking about social media and Paula had mentioned, Pat, that you have an expertise in that area. This is the generation, Paula.
Yes.
Where these girls and guys, they grew up with it. This is part of what they do. We're just doing the best we can to kind of stuff, right? Talk about your prowess for that, if you would, Pat.
So, basically, what I see with my law firm is I would go on different law firms' websites, because you always want to look at your competition and see what they're doing right and see what they're doing
sure.
wrong. And I would go on, I'd go on their Facebook page, and it would be like year 2021, and their last post would be from like 2019, their last blog post would be from 2018.
Right.
And I look at it from the standpoint of a client or a customer, is that, somebody going on there, they're going to say, man, this firm is dead. There's no action. You got to make it almost that your law firm is a living, breathing thing that's working every day. Every day,
where they can sense the energy.
There's an energy. There's a feeling like, yeah, that's my law firm. That's the guy, and they see it on Facebook and say, I'm a part of that in some way. Like, I'm a client there, because you and the thing is with marketing and branding and running a business, you almost constantly have to be firing off these fireworks that we're alive. We're growing. Because there's, if you're stagnant and you're not moving and you're not and your business isn't growing, then it's going to decline. So the social media is so important. And, we're on Facebook, the Town Law Firm, we're on Facebook. We have over 1,700 followers, Instagram over 2,600 followers, LinkedIn 6,000 followers. And every day we're posting videos, court outcomes, cases, reviews. And the most important thing is, it's like that advertisement, we buy any car. I hear that all the time. We buy any car. We buy any car.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is? And the one day, if I had a car that was a piece of junk, it could be 10 years from now, but I hear it every day. I say, what is that website, that radio I keep hearing? Eventually somebody...
Branding.
And then, mm-hmm. It may not be today that those 17, somebody in that group of 1,700 event, it's going to keep growing. But eventually they'll say, that law firm on Facebook. I always hear them. Let me give them a call. I need them now. And that's the whole point. You just got to keep – it's an organism.
Yeah. You know what's weird about that, though? I'll tell you. Most law firms hire out. It's great to have somebody who gets it themselves, right?
Yeah.
And that Bill, did you always want to have your own business? One of the things that impressed me about you, when I was looking along these same lines, when I was looking for a broadcast partner and somebody who was in the wedding business like Bill was, I thought to myself, you know, I saw him DJ and do all these things, but I was hoping that you weren't just an employee of another company, right? And when we had that conversation and I realized you're an entrepreneur also when you're doing your own business, I got real excited because I didn't want to get, you know, we're launching this thing. I'm new in that area, okay? And he told me about his own business and how many weddings he does all year and all those things. And I'm like, oh, my God. Let me tell you a little. First tell me, did you always want to work for yourself?
So I actually got into DJing because I was sick of bartending and not knowing a guaranteed cash of what I was going to make. So a friend of mine, he was DJing, and I said, what are you making? He told me what he was making. I said, I've been here 10 times longer. I was making less than you. I said, all right. So I started filling in just random shifts working with them. And McFadden's Ballpark, ever all those guys, they gave me my start. And then I went to Xfinity Live. And everybody there was great. And they kind of just showed me the ropes.
Yeah.
And the more and more I learned and the more DJs I met. And then they started saying, you're good for this, but why not try and venture out to do your own thing? So I started DJing weddings and came a long way. And it's one of those things that you have to make sure that you understand what the couple wants. So one, you have to please them. It doesn't matter what anybody else, you invite 300 people, but if the bride and groom are not excited or want you to do everything, then it's a complete waste of a night. So there's so much prepping that goes into it. And it just started taking off and people started spreading my name word of mouth. And it just took off and it almost came natural that's what I wanted to do.
And I'll tell you, and when I heard that story, I equate it to what you're doing as well, Pat. I mean, I was just so excited about it because you want that entrepreneurial kind of self-starter type of individual, okay? And I was excited. Paul, you and I have talked many times. You went out on your own for your law firm. How many years ago?
Since 2011.
Since you were, 26 years old, right? I'm right with you. We were the same age. But look, you know, being a self-starter and doing those things, look, you know, you're the last one to get paid. We all know that, right? I mean, there's responsibility. Both of you have the payroll to deal with. And Bill, I'll tell you a funny story. I was in a band, okay, and we were producers. We were dead serious. We had a record contract. We charted. We were not, you know, not messing around. But on the way up, and we were living in Mayfair at the time.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, no, we hadn't moved. I was real young. I was like 23, 24. We were living in Juniata. I'll tell you about the scariest moment of my entire life. Was we were doing my brother-in-law's wedding. They asked our band to do the wedding. Now, we hadn't started writing our own stuff yet. I will tell you a little bit about the wedding business. Okay, you can cancel the Spectrum, but you can't cancel somebody's wedding. The night before, so we were writing our own stuff, but we... Yeah, and we had played cover since we were kids. It was me, my brother, and a couple friends. And the night before the wedding, the guitar player doesn't show up for practice. Now, listen to this. And, Bill, you're in a big network. So even though you work for yourself, if you got sick that night, you could easily call somebody else. It's hard during wedding season, I get it. But you could do that. Not us, right? So my brother-in-law... my wife goes to the wedding rehearsal and all, and our guitar player's name is Joe Black, and he's genius. He a great, great guitar player, and he knew all the songs. We had been writing our own stuff for a while, so we weren't really. So we took about five practices, but this was the big one. And he don't show up, and I call his house, and his mother says to me, "He's sick as a dog." Now I go home. Now this is the night before the wedding. Now, Pat, you're feeling the anxiety because you're getting married, right? Right? Let me say this. That's why I'm saying you're doing, I don't want to, you're doing somebody's wedding. It's not, you got to be on point. Well, the morning comes and I get home. My wife says to me, and we're just kids at the time, She said, rehearsal dinner was great. We're all excited about the wedding. Everybody can't wait to see us play. Because we were good. And I'm like, oh, yeah. She said, how'd practice go? I'm like, great. I kid you not. I laid like this, looking the other way the whole night, scared to death. In the morning, it's we call Mrs. Black, Joe's mom. Is Joey there? How's he feeling? I'm telling you, it was the longest 3 seconds. He feels a lot better.
Oh.
We rocked. Listen, Bill, you'll get a kick out of this. We're about ready to go on. We got there early and rehearsed a lot. One thing leads to another, and we realize we don't have an opening sign, to say, hey, to Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. We don't have that. So we real quick put together tequila, right? And we said, let me tell you, the wedding was awesome. But, Bill, what you do, I respect so much because I was in a situation where it was the scariest moment of my life, man.
Yeah, no, and especially messing up names or anything like that. It's always the pronunciation. Just you probably have the same exact spelling for Doherty and Doherty.
No, he's got D-O-H-E-R-T-Y,
okay, yes.
And I'm D-O-U-G-H. But they're definitely, they metamorphosized at one point. They're like the same name, but one's Irish.
Yeah, so just that there's nothing worse that everybody's paying attention to you. And you mispronounce a name, and you can hear a pin drop.
Oh, my God.
So the amount of times that I'll be taking a drive just from my house to the venue, and I'm just saying what difficult names over and over and over in my head.
It's almost like we've done a lot of shows with lawyers, and I'm like, the name, I can think of some names.
Yeah.
I wish if I had prepared for this, there's one particular name, definitely a handful of names where I'm like, scared. I'm not scared on the air. It's easier. But my point is, it is. I get your point. Like getting that name right is vital, man. Yep. It's definitely cool. But I get. And when's the wedding, Pat?
So we haven't picked out a date yet. We just got. We're looking right now. We're looking at houses. Some place to buy. We're hoping to get someplace in the fall, and then we'll plan the wedding. It's just the prices of these weddings nowadays are unbelievable. We were up in upstate New Jersey or North Jersey, and this wedding cost $150,000 for one day. I mean, for $150,000,
what a down payment on
better,
a house.
Yeah, better exactly. be a month. I would well, exactly.
Listen, I'm sure you want to give a shout out to your future.
Yeah, so she's definitely listening right now. She's been texting me saying I'm doing a good job, so that's good. That's why I keep checking my phone. I was waiting for her to say I can barely hear you. You're stuttering. Get out of the room. So her name's Jessica, and she's a fourth grade teacher. She's I'm incredibly
shout out,
lucky.
Oh, absolutely! Shout out to Jessica, man.
That's
You're getting a good man, and I'm sure you're getting a really good woman, and it's going to be fantastic. And by the way, I know a great wedding DJ.
If you know him, let me know.
but this is, it's a lot of fun. Let's get a little bit more back into the law. We got about 20 minutes, in the range of 20 minutes. Criminal law, is that your what's your primary specialty?
So, I would say criminal law is absolutely my specialty. I've always loved criminal law. It's to me, it's been what we call in the legal field the sexiest law. I just always knew I would be in a courtroom. Now I have a partner, Ian Gallo. He's an excellent attorney. He can write better than anyone I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes care of a lot of the writing for our firm. Brilliant writer, graduate of Penn and everything. But me, I'm somebody who I like to talk.
No
way.
Do you like sports at all?
I love sports.
Did you play any sports growing up?
So when I was growing up, I did a lot of boxing.
Yeah.
I trained out of the Upper Darby Boxing Gym, which was closed for a while, but now it reopened. I was always into like individualized sports.
Yeah.
Sports were,
You're out there, and it's all on the line, and you're the guy.
Yeah, I like to just. It's. I don't mean to sound selfish, but I like to. I like to better myself, and I like to achieve stuff, goals myself.
Well, your competitive nature, you get from a lot of the thing growing up. But one thing what they say, 99.9% of the people are going pro at something other than pro sports, right? In other words, we all played ball and are doing all those things. But those qualities, and really, it's not just in the law, obviously, in everything. Bill. You're performing in front of a large crowd. You did a great job. And Pat, when you're out there, and you know, in front of a jury, or doing a deposition or whatever. I always equate that, you know, when it comes to sports, something, you know, like, you know, you're out there performing.
Well, it's very interesting because it's almost, you know, sports or, you know, some sort of, like, you're just wondering, like a boxing ring, you know, you're on the one side and the district attorney's on the other, and you think you've got a great case, and you're, you know, the day before a hearing or trial or something, you go, you know, wonder what they're thinking on the other side. What would they be thinking if they were me? You know, and they're, you know, that's the most, and that's the best part of it, that good nervous energy right before, you know, it's just like right before the bell rings.
Yeah.
You know, you go into court, you say, good morning, Your Honor, you're ready for trial, call your first witness, and you say, here we go. You know,
yeah.
That's
what we got. I got goosebumps.
I know, right? Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling. But no, it's kind of almost the same for, not the same, but for me, it's like you have all of those eyes on you. You make that one mistake, your client is either going one way or the other if you make that one brutal mistake.
I'll tell you something, especially in Philadelphia. If you want an entertaining time, you go down to the Criminal Justice Center on Filbert Street, because I'll tell you something. There's a gallery. It's open to the public. You know, they have 20, 30, 40, 50 defendants in the gallery. I'll tell you something. You see attorneys start slipping up in front of the judge, you start hearing that gallery. You start hearing those guys chuckle, man. What kind of?
Wow.
Oh, you start hearing the curse words getting thrown, and you can just, man, you can in the you can tell the lawyer can just feel it running down his back.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because the way I equate it, when you think, it's the same in music. I remember going to New York and playing at a club called Kenny's Castaways, and the featured band was this. It was like a. They were just a progressive rock band. They were incredible. They were sponsored by one of the big equipment companies. And I remember sitting there going, oh, I'm going to kill my manager for this one. But let me tell you this. We didn't go out there all the way to New York to play. And it was a do or die moment. No different than what you guys do on a daily basis, right? Your lives are, you know, somebody's life is in the balance. You know, Paul, you know, when you're in the court, you guys deal with a judge. But you got to get it right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking, you have somebody, and you know what's on the line. I always say this, and I would say it to, I say, listen, there's two ways to look at it. And sports are a good analogy, but what you guys do for a living when you're performing and you're out there and build, one of the things when you're talking about doing someone's wedding, and Pat, I know you can imagine this already, it's no different. I mean, there will be some of us get married more than one time, but it, you know, for the most part, this is the biggest day of their life. Yeah. Okay, and you and invite, same thing with you, Pat, on a different level. Okay, they could. This is either way, and you can either go out there and you could be afraid to make a mistake, which is when you're going to make one. Okay, I always say to people on the radio, no one knows what you're going to say, so as long as you don't drop an F-bomb or something like that, or do something stupid. You know, you'll be fine. It's not like we're doing Macbeth here at a play, and one of us screws up a line, and you know the people out there know to play, and you lost. The fact is, no one knows, and so when you get out there, you know, there's two ways to look at it. I'm either afraid to make a mistake, or look at me, I can do this. I'm going to make it happen, and I can't wait to get here. Everybody gets those butterflies. Even before I start, I'm like, don't screw this up. You know what I mean? And so the point is. It's a big day for everybody, and you know, once you get going, I mean, bro, once you get going, it's got to. Once you get it flowing, it just, you know, it's there's a kind of a high in it, because I saw you out there doing your thing, man.
Yeah. As soon as you have the first one, the first difficult name taken out, you're like, all right, I'm set, I'm good. This is it.
But the thing is, you know, what I always remind myself is, it's the practice of law.
Yeah,
you're always practicing.
That's right.
You're always practicing. Yeah. You see these, you know, these attorneys, these criminal defense attorneys, brilliant guys that have been around for 40, 50 years. You always say to yourself, do you know how many times they've messed up in court?
Yeah.
You think they came right out of law school and became the next Johnny Cochran? They've messed up. They forgot to say something. And you know something? When you forget something, and I've made mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not perfect. But I'll tell you something. When I make a mistake, I say to myself, well, that's something I'm never going to do again.
Yep. You learn from your mistakes for a reason.
Like on cross-examination. You know, I say something, or the DA asks a question as a result of what I asked them, and I say to myself, I'm never going to ask that question again. And you know something? Yeah. That's what it is. It's a practice.
But that's what makes you grow as a person.
Exactly.
If you think that it's not a mistake, or you can't admit that you made that mistake, then you're not going to keep continuing
to
grow.
Yeah.
It's something where, you know, like Michael Jordan, he always has that thing. I missed 1,000 shots and this and that. I've lost how many games, and that's why I am where I am today. You know, and there's nothing better in the city of Philadelphia. I mean, I look back and say, and I was talking to Paul in the waiting room over there. I say, you know, could I have done this in another county? Because Philadelphia, you know, just speaking frankly, with the crime. Had a lot of experience. You know, there's a lot of chances to go in there, see all these different cases going on, trials.
Yeah.
Please.
Pat, it's interesting because I was going to ask you, you know, the relatability factor, because you're from Philly, okay? And, you know, with the jurors, okay, jury of your peers or the clients, to be able to understand each other, okay? How important is that? Even with the judge, I mean, you know, understanding – you know, your surroundings and
there are judges at the CJC or from South Philly, the Devil's Pocket, you know, Second Streeters, you know, these are people who have deep roots in the city. And not only the judge and the jury, but the district attorney's office. You know, the problem is that, you know, there's a lot of drugs in the city and there's a lot of guns.
Yeah, there is.
But I was on the phone on my way over here and I said, look, you know, I talked to this nice DA, Philly born, you know, she gets the streets and stuff. You know, and I said, look, you know, we have a guy right now. We got a case coming up. Got the gun in the car. He's a felon not to possess a firearm. We understand that. Dead to rights. I got him.
Right? Yeah.
I said, but look, he's doing X, Y, and Z. Just had a kid. He's 40-something years old. He's doing, you know, is there something we can work out, right? And she said, Pat, listen, we'll get back to you. I understand. I get it. But you take somebody from an area where there's no crime.
Yeah.
They'll say, well, I don't care what he did. I don't care what he's doing now. He had a gun in that car.
Wow.
You know, and those are the most difficult people to deal with. People who don't have life experiences, people who just want to get that W, and they don't care about the repercussions it could have, not only on the defendant, but their family. And that's the thing about Philadelphia. You got a lot of good district attorneys here. And I'm not knocking Chester. There's a brilliant DAs out there, good people, very nice people. But in Philadelphia, you can sit down with the DA and talk to him and say, look, this is what my client's done over the past several months, several years. Is there something we can do to make everybody at least a little bit happy?
You know what? And you keep networking and doing what you're doing, man. I mean, I'm telling you, I did have no idea what to expect when I walked in here, and I couldn't be happier about it. Bill, you're doing a wedding. You're from Philly. These are Philly people. Who picks the songs, by the way? Does the couple pick the songs?
Yeah. So I send out a sheet and let them pick whatever songs they want. And if I think the song's going to completely fail, I'll guide them in the proper direction.
There's a relatability factor with you also,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's growing up in the city. It's, you know, what music people listen to and kind of things like that. But it's as long as you can adapt and overcome, doesn't matter what's put in front of me.
Having said that, the list that we only have, what do we got? How much we got left, TJ? About 10 minutes? Okay. So Pat, you know, the different types of criminal law that you represent, that, you know, if somebody's looking for an attorney, but also DUIs, correct?
So we basically do any form of criminal defense, okay? And we're not only relegated to Philadelphia, but we do Chester County, Montgomery County, Delaware County. But it's important, and I want to just make this clear with my practices, is, you know, I like to have a team, okay? So we have Paula Robinson, who does the workman's comp.
Anybody do immigration?
Yes, we do. We have a gentleman named Enrique Rosario.
I know Enrique Rosario. He's a great attorney.
And I always, you know, the thing is, I get clients who call me for a lot of reasons, right? And they say, Pat, you know,
this is TJ. I did it again.
TJ, you know, I'm about to be deported by ICE. I need help. And you know what the problem is? A lot of attorneys will just simply say, I don't know. I can't help you. I said to myself, you know, I want to create a practice where you come to me, and I can't do it personally. I'll say, we got somebody who can take care of you. Don't worry. And I only put the best people in. You know, like Paula, she's a great attorney. You know, Enrique's been doing this for 40 years.
We're not here by accident either. Right. So you're right about that. That's fantastic.
So, you know, I always say, you know, we do criminal defense, state administration, immigration, workman's comp, and personal injury. But, you know, when you're dealing with me personally, it's the criminal defense.
Yeah. I was going to say, the firm itself, you know, repeat that one more time if you would.
So the firm's name is the Town Law LLC. We're located right in the heart of Philadelphia at One Liberty Place. And, You know, we, like I said, we have Facebook, Instagram, Google us. We've got nothing but 5-star reviews on Google, over 120 reviews.
Awesome.
You know, and we're just going to keep growing and trying to help people in the city of Philadelphia and around the surrounding suburbs.
Where'd you meet this guy, Paul? You got a winner here.
I met him through Enrique.
And how'd you meet Enrique?
I met Enrique on Robin Lewison's
show
with you.
That's right.
And we hit it off, and now I go on Enrique's show.
Yeah.
I've been on there.
That's right. Well, Enrique's been recommended. He was recommended to me at the highest level as an immigration attorney. I've had him at my house. We've done radio shows, and he used to host some of the shows on years ago, and so he's an experienced guy, but a great immigration attorney. I had somebody, we try to get in touch with, we try to bring him on one of our broadcasts for years. Finally, we got him. Now we're good friends. I mean, he's, you know, you got yourself a team there, man.
And I'll tell you something about Enrique. The best thing about him is he's a good guy.
Oh,
yes.
You can just talk to him. You know, he's down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you, a lot of times you get some of these attorneys out there, you know, they look at me because I'm, you know, in my early 30s. They don't give me the time of day. Enrique, you know, he's solid stand-up guy.
Well, they're missing out on that. You know, you are a young guy. And I was, when I young firm owner, and I was like, you know, but I couldn't, I was real excited to be here, but I was like wondering what you're you have wisdom beyond your years.
Trust me.
Well, let me get, you know, so what we're doing with this, just so you know what we're doing with our radio, we're going to start a mentor program with underprivileged youth students, okay, who've never get the opportunity to meet attorneys like yourself. But, you know, we have, I did a show last week, and the attorneys that were in the room, and they do shows on this, you know, they do shows with me. So, Michael Vanderveen, Bruce Castor, and Jim Beasley. Right now, Jim was a guest on the show, and so I don't, and I don't, and I'll, you know who Beasley is. So Jim Beasley, the Beasley School of Law at Temple, was named after his dad. Yeah. The guy, it's a legendary. The Beasley firm's a legendary firm, right? And of course, you got Michael Vanderveen, and you got Bruce Castor, the former Attorney General in the state of Pennsylvania. And so we're doing a show. I walk in, I'm like, you know, I love these guys. I've done many shows, and the first time I did with Jim, and I said to myself, I'm missing out here. And I mean, I'm sorry. Why am I get this opportunity? What can I do with it? We make great radio. The listeners love it, and it's great. But there are so many young people out there who could be in this room and be influenced. I'm going to call it Sparking the Dream. We have a nonprofit. I want to give opportunities. But guess what, buddy? I'm going to have you on one of those shows because as a young guy, people need to meet people like you and people like you too, Bill. We're not. It may not just be law, and of course. You know, women like yourself, Paul, who I want young women to understand, to have these opportunities to walk in and see somebody like you who owns their own firm that can have that conversation that anything is possible.
I'd be honored to do that. Oh, thank you.
My God. But I never thought that a young, you know, having a young attorney, guess what, man, you're going to be at the top of that list because having a young person on who's got the wisdom that you have, Pat, I just think it's so important having the courage. You ever hear of Adam Kotler? He was just on a broadcast last week. Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. Cohen does a show with us. They're in Jersey. He started his law firm, almost right out of school. Also, you can count the number of people who have done that on probably one hand. I mean, I can, you know, like, I mean, I know attorneys that were, you know, that stopped at that door. You meet Paul Robinson, you know, and you find out really quickly that, guess what? Don't underestimate people, you know, under any circumstances. You know, if you're, I love when I meet powerful women who are successful. And I love the stories about, you know, the corporate cats, all five in a row in a suit, walking in a room, think they're going to, mess with somebody because, you know, they underestimate one woman on it and they get their butts kicked. And that's Paula Robinson. So if you're injured on the job, ladies and gentlemen, go to the, what's the website, Robin? I'm Robin. Robin. Robin's who she came on the show. Paula?
www.robinsonlwyr.com.
Awesome.
And my phone number is 215-530-7166.
Robinson Law, and of course that's our host, co-host on the broadcast, taking charge of Paul Robinson. Pat, if you would, contact information at the firm.
Yeah, so I could be reached directly at 215-307-5504, And our website is www.thetownlaw.com. Just Google The Town Law. We'll come right up. You'll see everything.
Bill Ginley, now, how does somebody get in touch with you if they want to be? Look, it's going to be easy fairly soon enough. Okay, we're doing the wedding party broadcast and podcast, and we're going to be on, you know, on the radio and doing those things. But if they wanted to get in touch with you for your DJing and wedding MCing,
yeah. They want to contact me, 215-606-8082, or you can check me out on Facebook, Billy Gins, Billy and then G-I-N-S, or you can check me out Instagram, DJ_Billy Gins with a S also.
He's got that deep voice. Yes. He's got a great radio voice.
I just thought
voice.
That.
Good radio voice.
He does.
Very good.
You do, man. You're in the right place. What do we got, TJ? All right. Well, listen, I just, obviously, Paul, a fantastic guest. You know, another great show in the book.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Pat, off the chain, man. I mean,
keep doing what you're doing.
And by the way, you're going to be, we do a lot of radio. We do a lot of media. You're going to be our first wedding party broadcast. And we'll give you the details afterwards. You're going to have a blast. Billy Gins.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so
nice
much for having
you,
us.
Billy.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're
can't
welcome.
Wait. Can't wait the things to come, my friend.
Appreciate it, Doc.
All right, ladies
thank
and gentlemen.
You, Joe.
Our pleasure. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Taking Charge of Paul Robinson. I want to thank TJ for making it happen and being a great sport, having fun. Of course, Pat Dougherty and Billy Gins, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of everyone, I'm Joe Dougherty. Have a great day.